This I Believe. Albert R. Science of New Haven, Connecticut, is a veteran of World War II. He came back from service in Europe with a new sense of his responsibilities as an American, which he puts into practice by energetic participation in civic affairs. He is particularly active in the American Veterans Committee. This is Al Science's creed.
As a young boy, I was an active sports enthusiast. Winning a game was a very important thing to me. At the same time, I learned that each game had rules which had to be obeyed. My elders often pointed out that this was good training for life. Rules have to be observed in life, too, they said. It took me many years and much soul-searching to realize that there was something more important than winning a ball game, and many more years to learn that the rules of this game of life are sometimes not clear. As I grew older, I began to see that these rules are not necessarily spelled out on paper. They are conceptions of what is in harmony with that whispering of the conscience, which we humans are so often likely to drown out by either feverish activity or loud acclaim. I have come to believe very deeply that if I am to be at peace with myself, I must listen to this still, small voice. Not to do so means that I must try to convince myself of something which is simply not true, namely, that I am somehow infallible, not fallible like other men, and that unaided I can deal with all the forces with which one has to cope during his lifetime. To be very truthful, it is hard to admit that this is what I believe. Every time I do a thing which does not seem clearly to advance my personal fortune, there is a kind of conditioned urge to apologize and explain that I do really have a selfish motive. Most completely overlooked is the fact that doing what I believe to be right is a source of deep satisfaction to me personally, regardless of whether anyone else knows about it or not. After all, the person with whom I spend all my time is myself. But I have heard it said so often, that is all well and good, but where does it get you? Sure, everybody likes and respects you, but where does it get you? After all, you have to be practical. This is a practical world, which judges people by certain standards. The job he holds, where he lives, who his friends are, how much money he has. Well, I have to confess that these are pretty powerful arguments, because I happen to have no particular aversion to these things. And to a degree, I have had them, and I know them to be worthwhile, just as I got a real satisfaction out of winning ball games. But I know also that how I get them is very important to me. For along with getting them, I must, to enjoy them, feel that no one can say that I haven't earned them or that the getting them has denied them to others. It might be nice for a while to forget about what is right and just concentrate on reaching certain goals. The trouble is that these goals seem somehow to be tied up with the way we reach them. I remember that as a boy, I used to think that if I got a certain toy or would be able to go somewhere that seemed attractive, my happiness would be beyond measure. When I had got these things, I realized that they were not nearly as desirable as I had been in my imagination. And so, I came to realize that the things of real importance are intangibles, and remembering that, I can go on from day to day, enjoying whatever luxuries come my way in the course of doing what I believe to be right. And what I believe to be right is what I can tell myself is right when no one else is around.
That was Albert R. Science, a responsible young veteran of World War II who lives in New Haven, Connecticut, where he is employed by the Bridgeport Lycoming Division of the Avco Manufacturing Corporation.